Hello, 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 everybody. Thank you so much for checking back in. My name's Steve Girado, and you're listening to my podcast, Bringing Out the Best. It's what I do. It's what I do. It's what I do every day. I wake up to bring out my best, to bring out the best. It's almost an experiment. I've always done this. I've woken up to say, what about today? How will I take on today in the best way? And that's always going to intersect with my best, which for years wasn't the best. Are you following me? Do we know that there's a difference between my best, your best, and the best? I think it's a dangerous statement to say try your best. Here's why. You got to study your best. You can't just believe in your best. There was a period of time where I believed in my best. And here's where it gets tricky again. You also have to believe in your best, because it's all you got. But your best has to evolve. There is something called the best. That's for you to determine. Only you know the details of you. Only you know the good habits of you. Only you know the bad habits of you. Only you know what you believe in. You know where your heart's at. You know where you intend to go. But you have to have an intersection where you ask yourself, where do I intersect with the best? You can ask yourself now, do I study the best? I think the first thing that comes to mind when I hear the best comes to people, right? I think you look everywhere and you see the acronym GOAT, G-O-A-T, everywhere. I think we think studying the best means that we study the best people. GOAT, by the way, is greatest of all time. You guys ever heard that? Kobe, LeBron, Jordan, right? Everybody argues who's the GOAT. So anyways, there's always the GOAT in all industries, throughout all of history. Now, what I think is we are supposed to study these people, but we're supposed to take bits and pieces from each, and we're supposed to put it all together for ourselves. We're all different. I can't do what each one of them did or does, because I will play it out a different way. You have to learn how to have faith in how you build your best and turn it into the best. And that goes everywhere. One of the biggest things I want to talk about in this podcast, is everything. It's one life. I feel like I'm being scatterbrained here with scattered thoughts, but it's not. That's why it's tricky. That's why you have some areas in your life that are good. Some areas that are in your life that stink. Some areas in your life that you don't even have yet. And that's how we figure out where the gaps are. It's by studying, it's by asking, it's by living at a pace that allows for reflection to say, where do I need improvement? What am I missing in my life? How do we do that? By looking at the greats, by looking at people who are showing us. This is how you do it the best way. We have to do this in all areas of our lives. A lot of times we're just studying how to get money. I don't even know where to go from there. Everybody's studying how to get money. Even if it's studying by just complaining, even if it's studying by just putting your head down over it. Everybody's motivated and excited and pumped up and hustling and grinding, and we're all in it for money. Or at least so we think. Which is where most disappointment comes from. It comes from thinking you don't have what you feel you should have. Right? The word deserve doesn't even go into that equation when you're just down about not having what other people have. And of course, that will never make sense because you haven't done what those people have done. And no, I'm not going to go into the grind and hustle and your commitment sucks and all this. I wouldn't even go there because there's nothing you can do about who you are today other than to live it the best way possible and continue to improve it. If you sit back and say, but Steve, you don't get it. My life isn't good right now. How can I wake up and be the best when I don't even have anything that's good? I'll tell you right now that it's just not true. It's just not true. It doesn't make you right. Just because you say it, even if you believe it, doesn't make you right. You have to wake up and mine and drill and determine what good you have. And here's what the problem is the good that we have is downplayed. It's not fed. It's not watered. It's not depended on. It's not trusted. We have all this good in us to offer every day. Every day of our life, we have all this good to offer, but we don't put enough faith into it to say, if I take this good and run with it, what would happen? Here's how you know what would happen. Here's one way you would be able to predict your future. That's when you see those people that you admire. You see those people who have what you don't have. When you see those people that you look at and say, oh, I have no idea how you do that. He must be happy. She must be happy because of all that money they got. Because of those, if I had those clothes and that nice, that money and those cars, and if I vacation there, I'd be happy. We have this perception that if we had what they have, I'd be happy. Because they're already at a point in their process where they're living the results. They're living what they've worked towards. They're living the further end of the better habits they've developed, of the better end of implementing the best ways in their companies, in their lifestyles, in their relationships, in everything that they work for and that they live for. Okay, when you see people that have everything you want, and I know how we all look at these people. We look at them a lot and say, they can't always be happy. I wonder if that's just a front. I wonder if that's fake. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even matter. I don't even want to run with that. It doesn't even matter. You just have to put it relative to you. You have to stop and say, well, how do I begin my path for that result? What they have now is not what got them the results. You don't just magically end up with everything. Don't forget, I said everything. I'm not talking about money. I'm just telling you how we perceive the people that have what we believe is everything. These are the same people we do call fake. Oh, she's not always like that. She's down, she's depressed. Okay. That's part of everybody's life. Never. Just think about that. If you think they're fake because they're bummed out sometimes and yet you always see them on and happy, or they're on social media posting whatever moments they think they're, you know, they're proud to post, or creating some type of story to paint on social media, that's still none of your business. It's none of my business. Sure, I'll take some inspiration. I will. I don't care if they're miserable and they're posting photos on a beach in Cancun or in Greece or France or New Zealand. I don't care. It's not that I don't care about them. I don't care about that in order to take something away from what they're trying to share. And it's not for me to be depressed over. It's not for me to feel, well, how come my life isn't like that? Why are they getting everything they want? I don't know what they have. I don't care what they have. That's my point. You get it? You get how you just keep it? It's my business. It's my life. What do I do? So again, that's when you start to put what you have, you start to sort it. You say, what's good? What's not so good? What's bad? All right, those are easy. You can just get the top two things that are good about you. You can get the top two things that are bad, the stuff you really need to change, the stuff you really need to change. And then you can make some adjustments in the areas that are not so good. It is. The people who have figured this out have literally either have sat down or they live it daily. We live it daily. If you want to write it down, write it down. You need to write it down so you don't forget it. We have very slippery memories. People tell you to write your goals down, write your goals down. We have slippery memories. And if you wake up every day and you don't know what your purpose is, you don't know what your focus is, you don't know what your goals are, it's all going to slip. You're going to forget. You're going to go back to old ways, old habits with zero thoughts about what you say you want. You have to wake up and live it. The people that you see with all you want, trust me, they're actually living most of it. And you know what they're experiencing in life? Life. That is the turmoil. That is the crisis. That is the insecurity. We don't lose it all. We don't lose everything that hurts just because you get what you want. The greatest thing that I've learned about life is, as good as it gets, things are still going to happen. As good as you are, as much as you help, as much as you love, as much as you serve, life is still going to come at you. This is how we condition for strength. This is how we build up character. This is how we become mature. This is how we're able to deal, to cope, and to handle everything that we need to move forward, right? None of these things can shut you down. You can't be shut down. Listen, the people that are struggling, that are depressed, that are figuring out, that even are lost, all you can do is hope that that's part of their journey to figure it out. This is how we learn. And sometimes we learn the harder way. But I think we always learn the hard way. Because we think life isn't supposed to deliver these punches, these challenges, these hurdles. We think as long as I do what's good and I stay focused on what's good and I don't do horrible things, man, everything's going to be great. I'm going to vacation and be happy and laugh. And the second something gets in my way, I won't know what to do. Right? Right? Because we have such an expectation that, of course, we never see it coming because that's how life comes at us. It comes at us. We don't see it coming. Next thing you know, you got something in your lap that you have to deal with, that you have to fight, that you have to cry over, that you have to feel pain over. And it's up to you to look down and say, what do I do with this? It's in my hands now. It's in my lap. What do I do with it? It's up to you to stand up and say, I got to put this aside. Apparently, I can't do nothing with it right this second. I am sad. This is disturbing. This has come at me with me not expecting it. But now it's here. And as I've matured and as I've learned and as I've experienced this life, I know that I can't just ignore it. I can't just push it aside. And guess what? Some of that comes with, okay, I'm not going to push it aside, but I just got to let it simmer for a little bit. I just got to let it sit here for a little bit. I've learned from the past that I shouldn't take fast action over serious subjects, over serious situation. Sometimes there is fast action. Maybe it does fall on your heart. Maybe you can make that quick call and fix it. But there's other times where you do have to calculate, where your head hurts, your heart hurts, your stomach hurts, and you're saying, the worst thing I can do right now is just react to this. The best thing I can do is I can just put it aside, give it a couple days, think about it, think about what's good, think about what could be better, think about how I can help this situation. Those were key words. Think about how I can help this situation. I don't care if it's an argument, a disagreement, an attack. The better mindset is to sit back and say, how can I help this situation not get worse? Not escalate. How can I help this situation not spread? Not come back harder on me. Not be prolonged for a longer period. Some of this stuff we deal with doesn't just last a week, right? Doesn't just last 6 months. Some of this stuff lasts years. So you have to sit back and ask, what do I do with it? How do I handle it? How do I address it? How do I make this better? Because there are things that we put aside and we ignore. and we, you know, we intend to get back to, but if you're not good in getting back to these things, they're going to linger. And sometimes they don't need to, because you're going to revisit it one day and say, it wasn't that serious. I guess I put it off to the side and never revisited it. And I could have, and I could have addressed it, and I could have just asked, how do I make this better? I could have just made that phone call. I could have just sent that email. I could have just sent that text. I could have just let it go. I could have just let it go. Hindsight's 2020. It's a great statement. I love it. The life you're living now, one day you're going to look back on, and it's going to be much clearer. You're going to say, what was I going through? Why was I going through that? Hopefully you get there and say, I just wasn't ready yet. And to me, that's a life we live as we mature. As we continue to prepare our minds, prepare our hearts to deal with what's coming ahead. Things do get serious, more serious. They get bigger. They get critical. They still hurt. They still confuse. But your willingness is in a different place. Now you understand how to catch it in your lap, assess it, put it aside, give it a week or two. There's times I get situations now that are pretty serious. And I put it aside and say, give it a couple days. Don't let it go. Give it a couple days. Don't let it go. And then I figure out how to fix it. I figure out how to improve it. I always look back to myself. I remember when I used to come into situations and circumstances with relationships, and I used to just constantly pull the other party or parties or people apart. And I was convincing myself why I shouldn't do anything to improve it. I should just do everything to make it worse. Because I see how bad they are. I see how wrong they are. I see how they don't get it. I see how they pick on people and hurt people. And I see how they, them, he, she, everything was them. We spend, there's just a fact that we spend time on them. When most of our time, if not all of our time, should be spent on us, on me, on you, to say, what do I do about this? Go ahead. If you need to spend time, pull them apart, figure out who they really are, how they really affect you. That's okay. But it has to be with full intentions of turning it back on you on the end of those thoughts and saying, I got it. Okay, you're right. So now what? What do you do about it? How do you make this better? Got it. This is who you think they are? Are you sure? I think so. I think I'm sure. All right. What are you going to do about it? I hope my final answer these days always result in saying, I'm going to put it at peace. I'm going to put it at peace. I'm going to call them. I'm going to text them. I'm going to reach out to that person. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep engaged with that person, with those people. Right? I don't run the other direction anymore. I don't quit. I don't get sad. I don't hate. It's a long life, everybody. Look back. Look back at however old you are. Look back. It's a long journey, day after day, hour after hour, minute after minute, year after year, decade after decade. It's a long life. I know. It's a short life. Time flies. Relax. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. You know when time doesn't fly in situations? When you're constantly engaged in it. When you're constantly trying to say, how do I make it better? When you're with it. When you say, I'm not letting this go till I fix it. It's heavy on my heart. I got to do something about it. That's when weeks go by and you just feel, you know, you're so engaged in trying to figure something out that you don't let months go by. So the more you think about it, the more you remain engaged, the better off you'll be, because you'll be able to take action sooner. With the mindset that says, how do I make this better? That's your only question. Everything you got, whether it's work, family, a relationship, relationships, how you eat, how you exercise, how you wake up, how you live, how you go to sleep. How do I make it better? What adjustments do I need to make? What habits do I need to create? What habits will replace the bad ones by creating the good ones? Have you ever heard that? Don't focus on your bad habits, just create new ones, create better ones. Because they'll automatically replace the bad habits. But it's there's got to be a life that you live slow enough to where you get the bad habits. You understand who you are, what you do, what you stand for, how you speak, how you talk, how you treat people, what your attitude is like. I still make tons of mistakes. And I correct them. I try to catch them fast. I try to reset. I try to ask myself, hey, relax. It's not that serious. Sometimes I say, you know what? It's not that serious, but let's keep going. Some of it builds character. Depends who you do it with. Depends how serious it is. Depends how much reach you have. Depends how much value a relationship has. That depends how far you go with it. Are you willing to push it? Are you willing to settle it? Are you willing to forgive? This goes everywhere, people. There is no boundary in this conversation. Take it to work, to your employees, to your partners, to your friends, to your relationships, to your groups. Anywhere. How do I make it better? It's a good life. It's a long life, but it's for us to slow down and understand what's coming at us and how we deal with it. You can see those who struggle, maybe more than you're struggling, or maybe you're struggling as much as you're struggling now. But there's a want, there's a desire you have to have to figure out what it is to be the best, to figure out what it is that the best have figured out about being the best. They do have good habits. They do have good hearts. They do have good minds. It's not enough to say, I don't do bad things. How come I don't have an amazing life? I don't do bad things. Why don't I have an amazing life? Because that's not what it takes. That's not what life is about. What good are you doing? Are you focusing on your good? Have you pulled your good apart? Do you know what good is? Not all good is created equal. Think about it. Write that down. Not all good is created equal. Do you know there's good that feels good? That's not good for you? Do you know there's good that hurts? That is good for you? You have to reflect. You have to figure out the value. It's your life. As much as we get advice. You know what advice is for? It's for reflection. For consideration. It's for possible adjustment. I can give you advice till I'm blue in the face, and you know what? You know how advice goes. Most people give it to you. They never follow up. Think about how innocent advice is. It's so innocent, it's crazy. Most people will give you advice, and they won't follow up with it. They won't ask you, did you do it? Did you do what I said? They don't, because they know it was just an offering. They know it was just an offering. And those people that do follow up, or maybe they're bothered because you don't listen to their advice. Right? Let's go right there. There's a little friction right there. You sit back and say, oh, that person gets so upset if I don't listen to them. It's annoying. That's the time to ask that question. Well, what can I do to make it better? Is the answer to listen to their advice? No, that's not the answer. The answer may be, well, how do I go back to that person and talk? Because I know they're going to follow up with me. How about I just call them and put it on the table? Share with them what my thoughts are. Even if my thoughts are, you know what? You're probably right, but I just can't do that right now. I don't know why. You know, I want to give it another shot. I want to give it another chance. I want to keep going. It's just now's not the time. And, you know, maybe you'll be right in the future, but I hope to, you know, prove things wrong. Or I hope to find out I want to find more out. Because again, it's your heart, it's your mind, it's your journey, it's your experiences. So you have to have that patience. Sometimes when advice is given, people give advice as if you're supposed to act now, but you receive advice and say, well, I'm going to take that in, I'm going to consider it, I'm going to reflect on it. Even there's times we don't agree with advice, yet we'll think about it, reflect on it, and sometimes there'll be a little twist where something will make more sense than it did when we initially heard it. Sometimes we get advice and it doesn't make sense until way down the road. Or sometimes that advice comes to us, you know, a different way. It gets reinforced, or we get reassured that that advice was accurate, but maybe in a different place, in a different area. This is how we also learn to trust ourselves. We as we go through life, we collect information that we start to retain. We start to have a heart and a mind that work together, that starts to have some type of trust. We start to understand who we are, what we stand for. We start to understand how we process information, how we process problems, how we resolve problems. We start to have a faith and a trust and a calmness that comes over you. Thank God. At 40 years old, I have so much more to go, but I feel so good. I feel confident. I feel at peace. I feel like I know. And I still get the tough things that come at me. No matter what I think I'm doing is good, no matter how much good I think I'm doing, life still comes at me and I'm still ready. I sit back, things are in my lap, and it's time to deal with it. And I have a better perspective of how to deal with it. Deal with it now, put it on hold, give it some time, let it settle, let me think about it. I'll get back to it, but I will take action towards it. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's using your mind. It's using your heart. It's using your experiences. It's life. It's delivering lessons. And they're supposed to be formed. They're supposed to be formed by our hearts, by our minds. They're supposed to be formed with God. It's your heart. It's your mind. There's a peace in this world that's here for us. But we have to receive it. We have to open our hearts to it. We have to determine what good is. We have to know what good is, where it comes from, where it leads, what results we end up with. Good does deliver. But we have to know the form. It doesn't deliver anger. It doesn't deliver resentment. It doesn't deliver hurt and remorse. Good delivers good. I'm talking in the long run. I'm talking the marathon good. You got to figure out where your marathon good is. How does this stack for your future? How does this stack for your goals, for your dreams, for what you're looking to achieve? We want to end up good when we get to the next level. We want to be good now to get to the next level. It never ends. We wake up and say, what's good about today? Listen, if you're living today and you don't know what's good about it, be the good about it. We have to take ownership of good. If you don't know where the good is, be the good of today. If you don't know where the good is, be the good of today. If there's anything you listen to, anything you write down, anything that made any sense to you, I hope it was that. Because that is the power you have to change your life. That is the power you have to live a good life. It's to be the good and quit looking for it. Quit complaining about where the good's at. You are the good. It's in you. I told you, write it down. Where's my good? Let's make some bets on this good. Let's figure out where else this good can go. Let's figure out who else can use this good. Let's figure out how much more faith I can put into this good. It's your good. It's yours. Those are assets. And you have to experience life with those assets, which is why you slow down and reflect on what you have that's good. You figure out where it can go, how often you can use it. You figure out how much more of it you need. That's the beauty of life, the beauty of growth. It's to live out what's good because it's in your heart and it's in your mind. You have it. You don't need to chase it. Wake up with it. Live with it. Go back to bed with it. This is how we learn. This is how we grow. And this is all for you. I love sharing it. I love living it. This is how I bring out the best. This is how I attempt to bring out the best in me. This is how I attempt to share to help others bring out the best in themselves. I hope you enjoy listening. Go back, listen to other podcasts. I promise you, they're great. Get caught up. Let me know what you think. Your feedback, it's always appreciated. It helps me get to better places to share with you. I'm here. I'm trying to get it together. I'm definitely lining it all up to be consistent, to be more predictable. I want you guys to know. I want you guys to hear. I want you guys to learn. I want to hear from you. I want to learn. I want you guys to share. And I'd love to journey through this together with you. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for every listen. I'm thankful for your time. I'm thankful for your ear. I'm thankful just for your faith in any part of what you believe that I can offer you. I just want to offer. I'm here to share. I'm 40 years old. I've been through a lot and I love it. Those are my assets. Everything that I've been through are my assets. I use them. I'm bigger. I'm better. I'm greater than ever. That's how we go through life. But you have to keep learning. You have to keep wanting. You have to keep growing. You have to keep believing. You have to keep going. So you can live the very best life every single day. It's not just when you get to those goals and achievements. That's not the best life. The best life is today. The best life is today. If you can't see the good, be the good. There's answers, people. There's answers to all of our problems. There's answers for us in our valleys. There's answers for us in our peaks. There's answers for us in the middle. But we have to be aware. We have to want it. We can't complicate life. We can't just clutter it with so much where we can't understand what's going on. We have to appreciate life. Literally to the extent where you can sit back and say, life is long. This week is long. This day was long. I don't know how I did all that today. But be grateful for it. Be grateful for all you get to do every day. Write it down. What'd you do today? How much of it did you get to do? I hope it's a lot. I get it's all of it. Even if you did nothing, even if you relaxed, even if you were just lazy, you still got to. You got to figure out how you can end up grateful for that, to get up and take action, to improve and to learn and to be better, and to bring out your best. Check me out on Instagram at Steve Jurado 78. My last name is J-U-R-A, D as in David O. I'm on Facebook, Steve Jurado. I'm on YouTube, Steve Jurado. More to come on YouTube. Share this podcast. I know somebody needs to hear this. I hope you can share it. I hope you know who needs this. I hope it was you. And I hope you have somebody to share it with. Make a great conversation piece. Even if you argue with everything I talked about today, just use your mind, use your brain, use your thoughts. Continue to develop. Yes, continue to develop. And don't be angry. Be happy. Be grateful. Know that you're learning. Write some stuff down. Capture some of this life. That's how we improve. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for listening. I'm very grateful. I will catch you next time. Be good and be blessed. Take care.